Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. We all have moments in life when we feel overwhelmed, times when we need direction and protection. The psalmist David experienced these feelings, yet he also knew the one who could lead him through life's dark valleys. David knew that as our good shepherd, God wants to provide for us every single day. Today, Joyce takes a deeper look at David's Psalm 23, breaking it down verse by verse, revealing the freedom we can have when we follow God's leading. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
John chapter 10. Let's look at a few scriptures here. The Lord is my shepherd. That would just be enough just to hear that. Could say amen and go home. The Lord is my shepherd. He wants to be involved in everything. He cares about helping me comb my hair, how I bowl, driving to work. He's not just in on the big stuff. He wants to be in on everything in your cute little life. Did you hear me? Everything. God wants to, he cares about everything that concerns you. Everything. And that's just like so shocking when you're just religious, because we think it's about, well, read a chapter a day and say a prayer and go to church on Sunday and do a few good works and, man, hope you go to heaven, but not sure you'll make it. Well, my goodness, that's not what Jesus died for. He died for us to have intimacy and personal relationship with him. He lives inside of us. He wants to fill your mind. He wants you to talk about him. He wants you to spend money on things that concern him. He wants to be involved in every area of your life. You, listen to me, you can talk to Jesus about anything. You're never going to get rejected. He who comes to me will in no wise be cast out. You are never going to be rejected. He's never going to laugh at you. He's never going to make you feel ashamed. Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too little for him. He even cared about my bowling. Where did I tell you to go? John chapter 10. Sometimes I forget what I told people and they have to remind me. Do any of you ever get a little bit absent-minded? Okay, do you want to know the latest Joyce Meyer thing, the latest dumbest thing that I did? Are you ready? You really want to know? How many of you know what A&D ointment is? Last week, I brushed my teeth with A&D ointment. I mean, with an electric toothbrush, I was into it. Fully into it. And then I'm thinking, boy, this tastes funny. It's kind of greasy. Well, let me tell you, between the numbing agent that's in it and the menthol, I had one strange feeling mouth the rest of the night. So let me just say that I don't recommend it. Amen. Now, that has nothing to do with Psalm 23, but God loves me anyway. He probably laughed too. I don't know. My kids were texting back and forth on this group text about what I had done, and they thought it was all just hilarious, you know. My son said, that's the funniest thing I've heard all of 2014. So he sent me a note later that night. Hey, Mom, when you comb your hair tonight, don't use the scissors. All right. John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. He's not just a shepherd, he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. I thought it would just be worth it to take a minute to make note of the fact that Jesus said, nobody takes my life from me, I lay it down. Everything that Jesus did for you, he did it willingly. He suffered willingly. He bled willingly. He suffered on the cross willingly. He died willingly. He went to hell in our place willingly. And to be honest, we cannot grasp that with our head. Stop trying to get hold of God with your head. It's a heart thing. You got to see what's in your heart. As soon as you get into reasoning, you're going to have trouble believing. You need to come like a little child, just like a little child, and believe him. Just believe. My great-grandson, who's two, his mother's back was hurting really bad last week. I don't know if it's last week, but a while ago. And she was hurting so bad, she was laying on the bed crying. And he went up to her, Jeremiah, 2 years old, put his hand on her, said, "Jesus, mommy, ouchie, amen." And her back quit hurting. Come on, come to him like a little child. He's a good shepherd. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be eloquent. It doesn't have to be phonetically correct. Don't you love that? I tell you what, when you get rid of all the religious trappings, a relationship with Jesus becomes so much fun. It's so relaxing. It's so cool to just hang out with him. Isn't this a great atmosphere tonight? We're just hanging out. I mean, here I am preaching, stopping and telling jokes, telling funny stories. It's like, God is cool. He likes to laugh. He likes to have a good time. You can actually have fun in church. Isn't that shocking? He's the good shepherd. Now, sheep do not instinctively take care of themselves like some animals do. There's a reason why Jesus refers to his children as sheep. Sheep need endless attention and a great deal of special care. They are prone to disease and parasites representing sin, failure, weakness, flaws, and all kinds of messes. They are very fearful, timid, stupid. I got it out of the book about sheep, a sheep book. And they are stubborn. A jackrabbit can stampede an entire herd of sheep. No wonder he calls us sheep. But the shepherd loves the sheep, and he takes care of the sheep. The shepherd never really leaves the sheep. He's always there to take care of them. Even though they have faults, the shepherd loves them and delights in taking care of them. Now, let me just take a minute to tell you that you are not a burden to Jesus. You are not, you don't have to be concerned about bothering him with all your problems. He knew everything that you or I were going to do wrong before we ever even showed up on planet Earth. The Bible says in Psalm 139 that he knows every word in our tongue that is still unuttered. Every thought that we have not even had yet, he already knows them. And he loves us perfectly. Anyway, unconditional, everlasting, perfect love. Come on, I want somebody to just melt into Jesus' arms tonight. See, maybe as a woman, you've been looking for this kind of love all your life, and you've gone from one wrong man to another wrong man to another wrong man to another wrong man, from one sick relationship to another sick relationship to another sick relationship, and now the devil's got you convinced you are just no good. Well, let me tell you something. Maybe you've been looking in all the wrong places, so you go and you let Jesus love up on you and heal you, then you let your manager and your caretaker lead you finally into a safe relationship. He doesn't want you to go around with holes in your soul. He wants to make your soul whole. Hallelujah. That's a good Facebook post, Mike. Jot that down. That'll show up. I had holes in my soul, and now my soul is whole. I love it. We're not a burden to Jesus. He wants to take care of us, but there is, I don't really like the word rule, so we'll say guideline. But there is a guideline in the Bible for releasing this care of God in our life. He's waiting with it. He wants to do it. But the Bible says, cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. So here's the deal. In kingdom economy, either God does it or we do it. We are partners with God and he will give us things to do, but the part we can't do, we need to back off and let God do. Did you hear me? The part that we cannot do, we need to back off and let God do. Can I tell you that I don't care what it is that you don't like about other people you're in relationship with, there is about a 99.9% chance that you cannot change them. That's a little depressing, right? Nobody's happy about that. But God can. And God can do in one moment what we can't do in a whole lifetime. And not only that, instead of worrying so much about other people that need to change so they make us happier. Come on, you know where we're going. We need to pray about them, cast our care on God, and then let God work with us. So we're staying busy with God, letting him make us what he wants us to be. Amen. Come on, the Bible says in Matthew 7, judge not lest you be judged. The same measure you use when you judge others, it will come back to you again. Why do you stare from without at the small particle in your brother's eye when you have a beam of timber in your own eye? Get the beam of timber out of your own eye, then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Here's the thing. Satan wants to keep us busy, busy, busy with what's wrong with everybody else. So we never see what's wrong with us. And it's just this total useless thing, because if I stay busy trying to fix other people, I can't do that. That's something only God can do. But if I'll let the Holy Spirit work in my life, then I can change. But instead of trying to do something you can't do, why don't we start doing something we can do and let God lift the heavy burdens? And I have a feeling that a lot of you, even in this building tonight, and certainly multiplied hundreds of thousands watching by television and internet and however else you're watching, you are worn out, exhausted from trying to do things that only God can do in your life. There's nothing more frustrating or exhausting than what the Bible calls works of the flesh, and they are works that don't work. I spent years trying to make my ministry grow and trying to be the trying. Lord, I wish I would have had me to preach to me back then.
Thanks for listening. No matter our life circumstances, we do not have to walk through them alone. Let's learn to trust the Lord, and instead of trying to be in control, we need to allow God to be our shepherd. Remember, he wants to guide us every day. As we trust him with each step we take, we can know that God is leading us to victory, a victory and blessing that he promises everyone, eternal life with him. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Well, I hope that you feel that I'm a partner in your life by teaching you the Word of God. And I'm asking you to partner with me in helping us continue reaching out not only to you through this program, but to so many people around the world that still don't know Jesus. Together, we can do so much more than what we can do by ourselves. So please, become a brand new partner with us today.
To join us in partnership right now, go to joycemeyer.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.